Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC 7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. Today, we have a lot of consumer news to go through. We've got a bunch of scams, some good deals, a few recalls, and we'll end up with Finney's Friday free stuff. Let's start off with those scams to make sure you don't get ripped off. Now, in the past, you may have seen reports that I did on ABC 7 News about fake television websites, specifically mine. The bad guys had used my picture and my part of ABC 7 News to act as if I was endorsing their products or services. Well, this is really catching on. The latest out of Macon, a television station down there, which doesn't exist, was being used by the bad guys to say that their product was good. Why are they doing this? Well, they have figured out that there are enough consumer reporters and television stations are considered trustworthy. And so they're using our call letters and fake call letters and our names and our fake names to get consumers to give up their cash. So anytime you see an endorsement by a particular TV station or a reporter, it is best to A, just assume it's false, and then B, go directly to that website. Don't use a link that you receive in an email. Now, the Madera County Sheriff's Department is issuing a news alert that if you receive a call from someone asking you to donate to the Madera County Sheriff's Association, hang up. It turns out it's a con, and they're using the Sheriff's Department as a way to fake people out. And here's another scam. The Pahrump Valley Times has been notified of a scam involving Chrysler. The car company has become aware that there's a letter being sent saying that they are a star prize winner of a new Chrysler 300C and $1.5 million cash. It is fake. It's out of Canada. No surprise there. If you get one of these, simply throw it away. And then there are fake letters beginning to go out from the IRS, but it's not really the IRS. It's con men and con women posing as the IRS, trying to get people to send them money in order to get the rebate that's coming. Don't fall for it. The IRS is not asking you for money except for in the usual way. Also, the IRS will never email a taxpayer unless the taxpayer has emailed the IRS first. Now, all of that said, the IRS is actually sending out millions of alerts, and I don't want you to be alarmed about these. More than 130 million households will get letters from the IRS, and it's going to be beginning in the next week or so. They'll be flowing out for a few weeks after that, and it's all part of an effort to make sure that consumers don't miss out if they're eligible for the tax rebate check. These letters, however, are just reminding taxpayers to go get the money. They aren't saying, we'll get you the money, but first send us some cash. Now, gold is hitting an all-time high. It's nearly $1,000 an ounce. That's not a scam. That's a fact. And let me tell you how you can make this work for you. If you plan to buy a wedding ring or jewelry, it's probably better to do it sooner than later. And here's why. We're heading into the wedding season, is what jewelry stores call it. And that is, couples decide to get married in the spring and into the summer, and this is when they buy their jewelry. Well, right now, a lot of the jewelry out there is from old stocks of gold, and they have not been repriced yet. So if you buy now, you could be buying gold that is at $750 an ounce rather than at $1,000 an ounce. Now, gold generally makes up about a quarter of the cost of jewelry. That said, you need to shop around because one store may have already repriced their jewelry. Makes sense. That's the price of gold right now. But another store may not have. They may still be running through their old prices. So if you're looking to buy a wedding or engagement ring, now may be a good time to start looking and make sure you compare store to store to see if you can find one that is still selling gold at the old prices. It could save you a lot of money. And by the way, you need to check jewelry stores in different cities as well, because an area may all have upped their prices where another area may not. Catalogs. How many do you have in your home? Each year, 13 billion catalogs are mailed to American consumers. And at my house, I believe I get about 18 billion of those. But there is a way to make it end, and to make it end for free. Go to catalogchoice.org. You log on to catalogchoice.org. You give them your personal information, not social security number, but name and address, that type of thing. And then you check off which catalogs you no longer want. And then, if those companies are cooperating with Catalog Choice, those magazines in a few weeks will stop coming to your home. How much is this service? Nothing. It is free. Check it out, catalogchoice.com. Okay, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, those are the guys that are supposed to protect us from dangerous products, and they've been doing a lousy job of it lately. Nearly 500 recalls this year, or I should say in the year 2007. Well, a brand new Senate bill would toughen inspection of foreign toys, and it would also have a public database of consumer complaints set up so that all of us could find out what lead other consumers are complaining about and what other problems American consumers are finding. It would also set new standards to make sure toys are safe. Overwhelmingly, the Senate went for this. President Bush may or may not veto. We don't know yet, but it's headed to his desk. And all of this is coming as the agency has been under fire for months. And then the agency announced this week that it would start deploying inspectors at U.S. ports to screen toys and other items for potential safety hazards. Now, this is a good idea. We need to start checking out what's coming into our country, but the Senate bill would actually have some inspections going on overseas so the items never got onto a boat and never even got to our shores. Now let's talk about some recalls. Girls' hooded sweatshirts. I don't know why these are still coming in, but kids' sweatsuits are not allowed to have a drawstring that goes through the hood. And the reason for that is kids are climbing on a jungle gym or on a tree, that string gets caught, and there are actually children strangled. So we've done away with these drawstrings, and yet they still keep cropping up. The latest is a hooded sweatshirt that comes in either blue or with pink stripes and says Red Hot Chili Steppers. If you see one of these in your kid's closet, you need to return it for a full refund. Also, there's an infant rattle-out that is shaped like a lamb. It was sold at all the big stores, Baby R Us, Walmart, and other stores. There is a choking hazard with it. If you have one of these, you need to send it back. And then finally, let's talk about Finish Friday free stuff. Today, we're going to give you a free bag of O Organics apples. These things taste great. You really should get in on this. And also, we'll have one free pack of garment guards. And these are little pads that protect your shirts from sweat. You can check them out. See if you want them. That's it for this week's podcast. I'm Michael Finney. Thank you for listening. And thank you for watching. I'm on ABC 7 News every weeknight at either 5 or 6 o'clock. And I'm also on The View from the Bay. That's our entertainment and information show here on ABC 7 that airs between 3 and 4 o'clock every day of the week, Monday through Friday. And I'm personally on it, answering questions and interviewing consumer newsmakers on Monday and Friday. Well, that's it, everybody. Thank you for downloading.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.